on the loosing of these seven seals for some time. And there's a reason for it. This seven seals involves a very interesting combination of things that actually start before the tribulation period begins. The first seal has a rider on a white horse. The second seal has a rider on a red horse with a sword. The next has a rider on a black horse that represents actually famine. The next one is a rider on a pale horse, which represents death or pestilence. And then the fifth seal, you suddenly shift up to heaven. You have a bunch of saints in heaven crying out to God for their glorified bodies, asking, "How long, Lord, how long before you avenge us on the earth?" And they're told that they're going to have to wait a little while until their brothers, likened to them, who were martyred for Christ's testimony, are also taken up to be with them. In other words, the rapture on the fifth seal has not yet occurred. Now, the reason we're going to stay on the seals for so long is basically this. After the fifth seal, of course, you have the sixth seal open. Now, the sixth seal is a seal that gives you a preview of coming attractions. When I was a young man, we had Roy Rogers, who's since gone on to be with the Lord, and Gene Autry. We had Tom Mix and Kent Maynard and all those great cowboy heroes. Some of them you don't remember because Tom Mix and Kent Maynard were before some of your times. But they would always have what they would call the previews of coming attractions. And it would come on, and you'd see a great big earth with things rolling around. It'd go, bum, 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 big loud noise, and say, "Previews of coming attractions." And then it would show the movies they were going to be showing there at the theater for the next couple of weeks. Then they would have a serial, usually Captain Marvel, or Billy Batson, or Flash Gordon, or something like that. And then they would show the previews of what was going to be happening the next week. It was done to get your attention so you could focus in on what was going to be coming in the future. Now, God did the same thing with the sixth seal. In the sixth seal, he gives you a long overview of everything that's going to happen during the blowing of all seven trumpets and during the blowing of all and during the pouring out of all of the seven vials. You've got seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. But the sixth seal, when it's opened, the Lord just gives you a preview of what's going to happen during the opening of all the seven trumpets, or the actual blowing of the seven trumpets, and the pouring out of the seven vials of wrath. He doesn't do it except in a capsular form. Now, what would happen when they would show the previews of coming attractions? Like Gone with the Wind, it would show Clark Gable with Scarlett O'Hair bent over like this, and they would entice you to look at it and think about it, but it wouldn't give you all the details. That's exactly what God has done with the sixth seal. He has tried to get people's attention so that when they go into the trumpets, which the sixth seal pictures, and the seven vials of wrath, they'll understand it. Now, in chapter 5, the Lamb's opening of the seven seals, we've talked about how all seven of these seals have to be opened before this roll, this book, if you want to call it that, roll or scroll, is opened up to where you can see all of it. So that's a further indicator that this is something that takes time. In other words, you do not open the tribulation period. Not the tribulation period, but you do not open the wrath of God until all seven of these are opened. Now, the seventh seal is a seal that is tied in with the seventh trumpet, and it's tied in with the seventh vial of wrath. It works something like this. The sixth seal. This seal is a general outline of what is to occur during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. It is an overview of the events specifically described by the seven trumpets and seven vials, and as such represents a preview of God's wrath before it is actually poured out upon the earth. Now the seventh seal. It closes the events outlined in the sixth seal while joining with the seventh trumpet and seventh vial to close out the great tribulation period with the full wrath of God. Now here's the way the seven trumpets and the seven vials work. We call each one of these an event. Event number one, the first trumpet heralds its beginning. That's what trumpets did. They heralded or announced the beginning of an event. Ta-da! And the last drop of the first vial closes it, like the last drop of Maxwell House coffee, good to the last drop. So in event number one, the first trumpet heralds its beginning, and the last drop of the first vial closes it. Event number two, the second trumpet heralds its beginning, and the last drop of the second vial closes it. Event number three, the third trumpet heralds its beginning, and the last drop of the third vial closes it. That's true all the way down. Event number seven, the seventh trumpet heralds its beginning, and the last drop of the seventh vial closes it. Events 1 through 7 are the specifics of what is described generally in the sixth seal. The events occurred during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. I spent years working on this because I knew, as many other preachers have surmised, that you could not possibly jam all of these events, first have all the seals go, then after they're all finished, have all the trumpets go, and then after the trumpets are sounded, have all the vials go. You just don't work that into 3.5 years the way God describes it. So they have to interlink. And they do interlink, and I'll be showing you how they interlink shortly. The first trumpet sounds here. The first vial is poured out here, as you see on this diagram. The first vial is not poured out until the seventh trumpet has sounded. Now you can see on this diagram, the first trumpet announces or heralds the beginning of an event. And it goes continuously all the way to here, and then it intensifies. The first trumpet intensifies into the wrath of God in the pouring out of the first vial. But the first vial, as you can see, is not poured out until the seventh trumpet has sounded. Each trumpet of judgment is closed by the pouring out of the corresponding wrath of God. Now, I've gone through this, and I will confess to you that just looking at this diagram, it does get a little bit confusing. But let's take a look at the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. This is what starts it in Revelation 6:12. And I beheld when he'd opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now, do you recall that I've shown you repeatedly how when these tectonic plates begin to move and every mountain and island is shifted out of its place, the tremendous volcanic eruptions all around the periphery of all these tectonic plate boundaries on those red lines are going to send up a tremendous cloud shroud into the actual stratosphere above the tropopause, and gradually and slowly it's going to make the sun appear as though you were looking at it through a black negative, and the moon is going to take on a blood red color. Now remember that we are told in Revelation chapter 8 on the first trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were destroyed, and all the green grass was destroyed. So the truth of the matter is, this is a continuation of volcanic eruptions burning all the green grass and a third of the trees. Now by the time you get down to the second trumpet, you suddenly see the first volcanic eruption in the midst of the sea, a great mountain burning with fire. It continues to contribute to the eventual complete darkening out where the sun, moon, and stars will not be seen by the end of the tribulation period. Now recall the third trumpet. The third trumpet involves wormwood, which I have shown you and proved to you is a comet. And I showed you how at the end of that time frame that all the different little quadrillion, jillion, billion pieces of iron embedded in that solid ice will appear as though every single star in the heaven is falling. Now look at Revelation 6:13. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now, you know that by the time the fourth seal is poured out, you begin to see an effect, not the fourth seal, but the fourth trumpet. When the fourth trumpet is blown, you begin to see an effect on the heavenly bodies. You begin to see the sun smitten, the moon smitten, the stars smitten, to where eventually they completely disappear. Then you know on the blowing of the fifth trumpet, you have the opening of the Abyssu Phreatos, the bottomless pit, the shaft abysses. Smoke continues to come up, it says so, and eventually it causes all of the heaven to disappear. Verse 14, the heaven depart as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island removed out of their places. Now, I've been through this many times. I've shown you exactly what it means to have the heaven depart as a scroll when it is rolled together. Now, we now have moved all the way through the actual fifth trumpet. Now, all of a sudden, we have the blowing of the seventh trumpet. That is the rapture. That is when all the saved are called out. After that, the wrath of God is poured on the earth. Verses 15 through 17 represent the pouring out of the vials of the wrath of God. This is when it really gets rough. So Revelation 6, 15 through 16, this is the pouring out of the seven vials of wrath, and it represents what we call the pouring out of the vials, the seven vials of God. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I think you'll find it interesting when I go through each one of these, probably next week and as time passes, God willing. The great earthquake of verse 12, Revelation 6, 12, represents the initial worldwide shifting of the tectonic plates. The resulting crustal ruptures along plate boundaries will allow volcanic ash injections into the upper stratosphere to darken the sun to a black outline while shading the moon a deep blood red. I've titled this chapter as 777. This is a direct excerpt from the first book I ever wrote on the subject. I have titled this chapter as 777 because I am convinced that the seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials are all interwoven in both time and place of occurrence. I believe the first five seals are a chain of events that are already in motion. We're not in the tribulation period, but many of the initial stages of these, the famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, are already beginning. The last of the first five seals will be opened just before the rapture during the tribulation period. The sixth seal gives John a preview of what will happen when the seventh seal is opened and the seven trumpets begin to sound. I believe that the sixth seal contains a foreview of events that will occur when the trumpets are blown and the vials are emptied. The opening of the sixth seal sets the stage for the blowing of the first trumpet and then remains unsealed through the emptying of the sixth vial. I want to try to portray this as graphically as I can, and so I'm going to be talking about it and showing you the actual correlations that exist between the trumpets and the vials. When God showed John the events of the end times, he first showed him a generalized picture of what would be happening on the earth and in heaven during the period which precedes the rapture. This was accompanied by the opening of the first five seals. When the sixth seal is opened, God gives John a preview of what the last half of the tribulation period will be like. But it is an overview, and the specifics are not revealed to John until the six trumpets have sounded and six vials have been emptied. The sixth seal is a broad outline of the wrath of God, and the trumpets and vials are the specific events that exist within the outline. The trumpets and vials picture the same events. The trumpets announce the beginning of the event, and the vial closes it. The sound of the trumpet heralds the start of a phase, but when the last drop is poured out of the corresponding vial, the phase is finished. I will use excerpts from the sixth seal and the seventh trumpet and vials to make my case. The seventh seal actually sets in motion the final full wrath of God outlined in the sixth seal, and the seventh trumpet and vial bring it to a close. In each phase, scriptures are given with numerically corresponding comments below. Now, I went through and wrote this in the book called Tribulation Triad. I'll just do the first one, and then we're going to take a look at the specifics, the actual scripture, and show you the correlation. Phase one. This is phase one. It involves the sixth seal, the first trumpet, and the first vial. Revelation 6:12. And I beheld, and it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Revelation 6:12. Now, the corresponding scripture in the trumpets is Revelation 8:7. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Now the corresponding verse again, Revelation 6:12, continuing. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. That's the second half of Revelation 6:12. Now let's take a look at the vial that corresponds with this. Revelation 16:2. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and on them which worshipped his image. The worldwide shifting of the tectonic plates will produce the great earthquake. Eruptions around the plate boundaries across land areas will create massive volcanic eruptions. These eruptions will destroy one-third of the trees and all the green grass upon the earth. Eventually, the axial infusion of fluorochlorocarbons and chlorine molecules that nip off the third part of a three-pronged oxygen molecule called ozone will deplete the ozone layer and will eventually cause men to have a noisome and grievous sore upon them. All of this corresponds. All of this matches, and all of this fits. Let's take a look at the actual scriptures that are involved in this, and you can see where I'm coming from. We're going to look at Revelation 6:12. Then we're going to look at Revelation 8, 6, and 7. Revelation 6:12 is the the opening of the sixth seal. That's Revelation 6:12. Then Revelation 8, 6, and 7 are the actual blowing of the first trumpet. And then Revelation 16, 1 and 2 are the pouring out of the first vial. Revelation 6:12, and I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. This is associated with Revelation 8, 6, and 7, the actual blowing of the first trumpet. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Now, notice how this closes. Remember, the trumpet announces the beginning, and the vial closes it. So we've looked at trumpet 1. Now let's look at vial 1. Revelation 16, 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. Notice, the vial is poured out upon the earth in the blowing of the first trumpet. It's poured out Notice that in the first trumpet, this is cast upon the earth. In the first vial, it's poured out upon the earth. It is all tied together. It all relates. But remember, the actual vial here, pouring out of the first vial, does not occur until the blowing of the seventh trumpet, because this first trumpet goes on for some time before it intensifies into the wrath of God on the pouring out of the first vial. And the first vial closes it. It closes that particular event. It all ends at the end of the tribulation period, but each one is phased in. Now let's take a look at a correlation between God's preview and the opening of the seals, a continuation of the opening of the sixth seal, and let's compare it with the blowing of the second trumpet and the pouring out of the second vial. Revelation 6:12 continued. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now notice the similarities between the second trumpet and the second vial, and how they correlate with the disappearance or change in appearance of the sun and moon. Revelation 8 and 9. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. It takes on a blood-red color, a mottled color. I've shown you the dinoflagellate. I've shown you the oxygenation process that causes it to do it. I've shown you why it kills the creatures in the sea. Verse 9. And the third part of the sea, creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of ships were destroyed. I've covered all that repeatedly. Notice, this is an event that involves the waters of the world. Three-fourths of the earth is covered by water. Now these volcanic eruptions continue to add to it, continue to put more smoke into the stratosphere, and the sun and moon take on this color. And we've covered all that before. Now look at the corresponding similarity between the pouring out of the second vial as you actually compare it to the second trumpet. And the second angel, this is Revelation 16:3, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. It means it would not support life. The blood of a dead man will not support life. And every living soul died in the sea. Now, this kills all the aquatic life. So how on earth does the aquatic life ever make a comeback? Does God have to recreate it? This does not affect the eggs that are laid. It does not affect those creatures that actually produce. It does not affect their eggs. Many of them will give, actually, the creatures will continue even after this is over. But you can see how this continues to intensify. In the blowing of the second trumpet, it only killed a third part of the creatures. But by the end of this event number two, phase number two, whatever you want to call it, it has spread across the oceans and seas of the world and killed all the aquatic life. Now let's continue and compare the opening of the sixth seal with the trumpets and with the vials that correspond. Remembering the sixth seal is merely an overview, a preview of coming attractions of all the trumpets and all the vials. Revelation 6:13, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now let's look at Revelation 8, 10, and 11. And a third angel sounded, there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died in the waters because they were made bitter. Now remember, I showed you Wormwood. We've already been over this. I've covered it in previous tapes, and I've covered it in Sunday school lessons. We've talked about what Wormwood is, and we've talked about what the actual quadrillion, jillion, billion pieces of little nickel, iron, and stone particles in the comet make it look like the whole heaven is falling down as trillions and jillions of falling stars come down through the atmosphere. So it says, and the stars of heaven fall into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. That corresponds with the blowing of the third trumpet. But it also corresponds in that it mentions the rivers and fountains of waters on the blowing of the third trumpet, and it also does the same thing on the pouring out of the fourth vial. And a third angel, this is Revelation 16 and 4, and a third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood, Revelation 16, 4. So you can see how all of this corresponds, all of it correlates. In other words, the vials are no more or no less than an intensification of the particular trumpet that started it. And they all finally end up, the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the seventh vial, all end up ending the tribulation period when the final intensification of God comes in the last great earthquake in Revelation 16, 18. Now let's continue. Revelation 6, 14, corresponding and comparing it with the fourth trumpet sounding and the fourth vial. Continuing, Revelation 6, 14. This is the preview of coming attractions. And when the heaven departed as a scroll, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Now, I've covered this in intricate detail before, showing you exactly how these tectonic plates will move. Show you how the tremendous volcanic eruptions will occur all around the earth. Show you how eventually it will cause the sun, moon, and stars to completely disappear. But by the time of the blowing of the fourth trumpet, only one-third of them have been affected. Revelation 8, 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. I've shown you how this is time-sequenced all the way through. Eventually, they will completely disappear. No one will be able to see the sun, the moon, or the stars. Now, notice the similarity between the fourth trumpet and the pouring out of the fourth vial. Again, Revelation 16, 8 and 9. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. Now, notice, the sun was smitten back here on the blowing of the fourth trumpet. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given to them to scorch men with heat. The actual infusion of volcanic material into the stratosphere will cause the depletion of the ozone layer. That's what's already causing it. There is no more intense radiation known to man that causes skin cancer that has any comparison whatsoever to ultraviolet radiation. That is what the ozone layer does. It protects us from ultraviolet radiation. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and fire was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So there is a direct correlation between the sixth seal, which gives you a preview of everything that's going to happen on the blowing of the trumpets and the pouring out of the vials. Now let's take a look at Revelation. Continuing in Revelation 6, the opening of the sixth seal. And let's compare that then with the fifth trumpet and the fifth vial. Revelation 6:15, and the kings of the earth and great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondsman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and rocks of the mountain. Now notice here, on the fifth trumpet, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. That's Heklaes Tufriatos Tes Abisu, was given the key of the shaft of the abyss. I've shown you that these cracks in the crust of the earth go down into what is hell. They go down into the center, they go down into the earth, and they make contact with great underground liquid lakes of rock called magma. That's what the earth is. It's a bottomless pit. It has no bottom. If you could dig all the way through it, you'd never find a bottom because it's an oblate spheroid. You'd simply come up on the other side. The earth is the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. He opens the shaft of abysses. Notice what happens when he does. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There's a continuation of the disappearance of the sun, moon, and stars. Now, if all this seems to be very orderly, if it all seems to line up and make sense, I make no apology, because I think that's the way God does things. And I think he's described this in a very orderly and synchronized manner, where men, if they want to study to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, they can do it. Now notice, in Revelation 9, 1 and 2, on the blowing of the fifth trumpet, this is where I think men start trying to hide themselves in the dens and caves of the earth, because this is, and I say it reverently, where all hell breaks loose. Now notice what happens in the corresponding fifth vial, and remember that in Revelation 9, the ones that are down in the bottomless pit are the followers of Abaddon in Hebrew, or Apollyon in Greek, which means destroyer. The one over these are the destroyer angel. He is one of Satan's leaders. And these creatures come up out of the Abyssu Friatos, and John describes them. They have hair like women, face of a man. They have wings. They have armor-plated bodies. They have tails like scorpions. They have all of these different things that I went through and described in detail. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the bottomless pit, which is the main headquarters from which the power of Satan is derived. Now notice the corresponding fifth vial. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. I contend the seat of the beast is the bottomless pit. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and sores, and repented not of their deeds. When these creatures come up out of the earth, these people are not going to die. They're going to be tormented. I think it was for, I forget how many months, maybe 6 months, but maybe 5 months, I can't remember. But how many was it? Six? You think it was six? Boy, are you in trouble. Now see, I covered myself. I said 5 months. Oh, Lord have mercy. You always got to cover yourself, Ken. Ken, I tell you what, Charlie, that's the trouble with these Hollywood Marines. They just jump right out there. They see somebody in trouble out in the pool, and they just jump in there. And it's usually the ugliest girl that gets in trouble. She just wants that lifeguard to swim out there and get her. Now, what are you going to do if it's 5 months, Ken? Huh? Okay, you're pretty confident now. Okay. Well, but now, will you repent if it's 5 months? Oh, okay. Okay. Upon the seat of the beast, notice I covered myself. I said, I can't remember if it's five or six. I started to throw in four. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds. By this time, when these creatures come out of the bottomless pit, you've got Satan's kingdom right here on this earth. Have you found it yet, Ken? Okay. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you or anything, Ken. Charlie, Imogene was telling me about this car she found. She just bragged on how she got it down a low price. She's not out here, as you know. And she's telling me, I said, now, 1905, I said, Imogene, something's wrong here. I said, you can't get that thing down that low price down there. So we get down toward the end, and she said, and it's just like a, she said, it's just like a Dodge. I said, just like a Dodge? I said, what is it? She said, it's a Plymouth. I said, Imogene, it works this way. In Chrysler products, it's Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler. It's like good, better, best. I haven't convinced her saying it yet. But a Plymouth is a cheap Dodge. So we're going to have to work on it, Charlie. But Charlie, this color, that green thing over there, apparently it's awful. She just don't like the color. But we're going to work on her. And I told her she could have anything she wanted, as long as she didn't pay over $500 for it. So that takes care of that. Well, Kenneth, have you found it yet? Ken, now, come on, Ken. It's Revelation 9. How many months is it, Ken? You said it was 6. You're pretty definite about it, Ken. What are you going to do if it's 5? Oh, Lordy. Revelation 6, 16 and 17. Well, I think we ought to stop here on Revelation 6, 16 and 17, because this will give a chance for repentance and forgiveness. And do I hear a motion that we forgive Kenneth? Well, it's a quarter till, so we'll stop right there. There's one thing about me. Kim, there's one thing about me. I never try to embarrass anybody publicly. I just never do. How did nursing home service go? Oh, okay. Jack and Ruby weren't there?